All right, we'll call to order the City of Berkeley Lake Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for June 9th, 2026 at 7:15. Welcome, everybody. Has everyone had a chance to look over the agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Do I hear a motion to approve?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's unanimous. Approval of the minutes from May 12th. Did you guys get a chance to go through that?
Yes.
I wasn't here.
Mm-hmm. I move that we approve the minutes.
All right. I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, there being no old business, we'll move on to new business. This is the Planning and Zoning Variance 26-04 at 510 Lakeshore Drive, Variance Section 78-89G5, to build a deck over Lake Berkeley that exceeds the 875-square-foot maximum for shoreline structures. Greta, do you want to come forward and introduce yourself for the record and give us your address, please?
I'm Greta Gilson Agnew, and I'm at 510 Lakeshore Drive.
Okay. Is there anything, like I've been through all of this, is there anything you want to add to, have you been all the way through this packet? Is there anything you want to add to what we've got here?
Well, what I'm trying to do is just replace the lower part, kind of like not a floating dock, but, you know, it would have that appearance. Just no roof, no anything fancy in that little area using the existing pilings. So it's back from the waterway. So, you know, I talked with Todd and Leanne and told them what I was doing. And they said, you know, it sounds great. Because this year, while the lake was down, I had all the shoreline or seawall rebuilt and discovered that there's all kind of different things there, so like a boardwalk, which was really cool. So anyway, so it all tied together.
There was a boardwalk underneath?
It was torn up. It was just a big mess. So anyway, that's all been repaired. So it looks very nice now.
Is that on the shore, the boardwalk itself?
It's part of the existing seawall. Yeah. So it just sits on top of the seawall.
Okay.
You know, with large, not stone but concrete. You know, that walks around the area.
I see it on the picture.
Can you see it on the picture?
You can see it on the picture. I think you can. That's these stones here.
I had a color.
On the last page.
Oh.
Oh, at the bottom there?
Yeah, the last page in your packet there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you can see what's been rebuilt along, you know, and that's Todd's deck there. And so the furthest piling is this one here.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So it sits way back, and it's, you know, it's in an area where the only thing that I ever see going on is people bringing their fishing boats close and fishing there. So.
And is that, I looked at the diagram, is that line there, is that 12 and a half feet from the property line already? Where's the property line? Is that where sort of the seawall color changes?
No. The property line is right at Todd's deck. It's 6 inches to the cement block. So that's the property line.
Oh, you mean all of that, all of this new dock, all of this new seawall is yours?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the property line is beyond the seawall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no issue with that issue.
Okay, I couldn't quite make that out. So his dock is practically on the line?
It is, yeah, okay. 6 inches. And so I'll sit, you know, back from, you know, his, and I'll be lower than his, so it won't interfere with any view that they have.
Yeah, I mean, my understanding of this is that there's no other issue than the fact that it exceeds the 825.
Yeah, it's going to be a 75. Small...
75, yeah. So, I mean, it's from the pictures, it almost looks like if you just wait for a drought, you could build on land, but it's so deep into that little cove.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And it's 15.6 by 10 feet, is that right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's...
That's what it says.
Richard was the one measuring everything for me.
Okay, so I didn't understand this then. This one that says 19 by 16.
Okay, that was my original thoughts, but, and I should have just taken that out.
Okay.
But, yeah, so Richard did the measurements because he's the one that's going to build it. So it's going to be, you know, tiny, you know, just enough to, you know, have a... You know, a couple of little chairs and a cup of coffee out, you know, and, you know, because I've been trying to landscape around the seawall and just make it look a little bit more aesthetically pleasing.
And there's no roof or anything on that. It's just a plain deck there.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing exciting at all. You know, just it's. I think it's just going to enhance the property, you know, because otherwise it's just going to not be very attractive. And I'm going to have another part of that wall behind the seawall. Looks like it has collapsed some, so I'm going to have that fixed because that last huge rain that we had, the volume of water that came kind of eroded, and, you know, I don't want dirt, you know, going into the, you know, lake, so I'm going to have to, you know, fix that just so it'll, you know, contain and not have any dirt go into the lake.
Yeah, I mean, the deck is not obstructing anything. It's not visible for anything. The only issue here is the limit of square footage that is on the books.
Hi, Dave.
Hello. Sorry to be late.
That's okay. Did you get a chance to read through this request?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you're all ramped up?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've really just, I don't know, have we... talked about anything new, or are we just sort of rehashing what's already on paper?
No, there was nothing that isn't already in the materials.
Okay, so there's a couple things.
I mean, maybe just the clarification that this, what you said, that this revised thing, that's not...
was on
right.
The
oh, yeah.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the...
On that one page where there's...
10 by 15 and a half feet.
Yeah.
It's 10 by 15 and a half. This page, it's 19 by 16, is... obsolete down here at the bottom. That was my
That's
question.
To be deleted, or
it's yeah. You can just cross that off. It's
okay.
That was in maybe an original thought, but
yeah, it was an original thought because I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay, so on the surface, everything about this seems like a no-brainer. But there's a couple things we have to work through here. Number one, I need you guys to work with me on the idea of a hardship because we've disqualified variances in the past because we could not identify the hardship by not granting it, right? And, I mean, everything about this request is like it's tucked in the corner. Nobody's going to notice it. It's a mess back there. You've been cleaning it up. This would be part of just making that whole cove look prettier. The neighbors are very excited about it. about the continuing to clean up the that part. So I need somebody to talk me into the hardship here.
Well, that was my concern initially, was the hardship and the precedent associated with the variance.
Do you see what we're saying? So one of the requirements for us to even consider this is that you're supposed to say why it would be a hardship if we did not.
Well, I think that it will, you know, detract from the property value if something isn't there, because it otherwise looks like it has no purpose.
But you've got the poles sticking out of the water. They're going to be sticking out of the water.
Right. And so I just think, you know, from an aesthetic and from a resale, not that I'm planning on reselling, but I just think from a property value standpoint, it's going to add to the property and, you know, help me with resale value and Todd, you know, because it
helped us all.
Well, yeah. But when he sits out on his dock, it's not really attractive to see this, you know, kind of pit, if you will. So I think for everybody's resale, you know, aesthetically, it's going to, you know, be more attractive.
Okay, so the hardship would be it's ugly, and everybody that's out on the water that goes by it has to look at it, is what you're saying. If we didn't grant it,
essentially,
you got something ugly.
I mean, I've had people go by and say, "Oh, I love what you." Oops, sorry. I love what you're doing, and you know, because you know, I've planted, you know, roses and hydrangeas and everything to try to make that area look nicer, and then there's some bulbs coming up, and you know, and I spent a lot of money doing the seawall, just trying to make everything look aesthetically pleasing rather than looking at, you know, a seawall that's falling down.
So will you be removing the posts that are, like, on land now? Because you're not using all the posts for, you know, there's a post here, for instance.
Right. I think it's going to be, they'll all be covered by the...
Are you bringing in dirt then, or what would, I mean, they can't all be covered.
The water, when it goes up, it does cover all of that.
The water level. But, I mean, are you going to leave the deck, the new deck that you're putting in there? I don't think that goes up, for instance, over this post here.
If it has to be removed, it'll be removed. But, yeah, because I don't want any you know, crazy things sitting out there. But I don't know that... Where is that little picture?
Those posts currently, when the lake is full, they're currently...
Submerged.
They are submerged.
Uh-huh.
They're not out of the water at all?
Mm-mm.
So then they're a danger. Then they're not an eyesore. Normally, they're just
a hazard for navigation. How was the dock sat on top of them?
It was a boathouse.
Okay.
And then it had a like a little deck on top. It was really, you know, kind of cute, and I thought, you know, well, we'll keep that until the tree cutter took care of that. So it's like, okay, well, now we don't have that. So that's what happened there. It just got destroyed with the building process.
But if the water level comes up to a normal full pool, you can't see them?
I don't think you can, but...
Because it almost looks like the top of them...
I think you probably would see the top, considering, you know, what the construction was when the boathouse was built. It probably, the post would have come up a little bit over the water at least. But this, what do you think on the scale here, from here to here, could that be only 15 feet?
Well, it doesn't seem like it.
It's not going to go all the way over to the wall. It's going to be more.
Maybe
it's going to be more on this side,
like this.
You know, which is where my house is, and not as close to Todd's.
The site plan should show you the the location of the deck over the
water. I see where the deck is on that, but what I don't see on that is that where the posts are.
I would think
the posts that we see in the photograph are they're further apart than what the size of this 15 by 10 foot or 15 and a half by 10 foot.
We're not going to use from concrete to concrete.
Right.
No, of course not. But from post to post. I mean, we can see there's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I think there are 5 or something like
4,
that.
4, 5, 6 posts at least that can be seen on this picture. One being way here on land, what is now land in this picture with low water level.
Mm-hmm. There's 7 of them.
Yeah. So you know, the reason I'm asking that is that it seems to me that, you know, I would guess at that you're going to be using some of those posts because you're not bringing it all the way into the, the end of the retaining wall or the sea wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to fit closer to my house,
there.
If you will.
Pardon me?
It's going to fit closer toward my house
right.
than, you know, Todd and Leanne's.
Well, I think this...
It depicts a location, and as a practical matter, the location of the posts are really neither here nor there from a zoning standpoint. I mean, when I'm looking at this, the question as to whether or not this can be approved, what's happening with posts is...
Not really relevant.
It's really neither here nor there.
Either use them or get rid of them.
Right, and honestly, I don't even know that the city. You know, this is one of those gray areas for the city where the lake bottom is owned by BLHA. I don't know if they ever force the maintenance of that kind of thing and say, hey, get your posts off our property. But I don't know that the city has ever done that.
See, I think that what I'm looking for here, trying to angle, is answering the question about what's the hardship here, and if by putting on this deck you avoid having to remove the posts, that would be some reduction in hardship. Mm-hmm.
But the deck is not going to use the posts. Anyway.
But it will use the existing posts. Mm-hmm. My question is, will it use all of them? It probably won't, because I don't think that the deck is going to be that big that it would cover. I mean, I'm assuming the original boathouse was bigger than what this deck that you're putting there is going to be.
No, I don't think it was. I think the top portion was. But where the boat went...
It was only 15 feet long.
Yeah.
Then it would cover all of them.
So to Dan's point about hardship, I mean, really and truly, when you're talking about a zoning variance, you're looking for something unusual about the size, shape, or topography of the property that makes it impossible to comply. When we start getting into this type of request, it's very difficult to prove a hardship. I mean, I think that's what you're getting at. Hmm. I mean, you know, this is a good idea. It will improve the value of the property. All of those things can be true, but... The fundamental hardship question is very difficult to prove.
I mean, do we have to have a hardship? I mean, because to me, this makes perfect sense. It doesn't bother anyone. The only violation is that it technically goes over the 875 square feet. Other than that, there's no issue here.
Correct.
If the other boathouse didn't exist, then this wouldn't.
Right.
This question would be moot.
Correct. And I think where you go with this, and this is the challenge. You know, the boathouse that exists there now is newer. It was built in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And so had the need for this deck been thought of in the construction of that boathouse may have been constructed at a size that would have allowed for this deck. Not trying to, I mean, again, I'm not trying, I'm just...
No, that's right.
I'm just trying to explain, you know, that's what you would expect when you're looking at this from a zoning analysis standpoint. That's the kind of thought process.
It has some, I think you said 40-something square feet is left over.
Right.
So there's another 100 that...
Correct.
About that is being asked for here.
And I know of a boathouse that was constructed... And it was too large, and there were adjustments made to it after it was built.
Correct.
So that met the requirement.
So where I think, and I'm asking staff this because staff is wise sometimes and often in these areas, but
she is so wise.
I think the reason we were talking about the post is we were thinking, okay, if it's going to cost me $2,000 to remove the post because I should remove them if I can't build a dock, is that a hardship?
That would be a hardship.
Yes. So money is not ever a hardship. When it comes to a zoning variance, that's never the thing.
Okay.
It is, can I meet the letter of the law without a variance? So, and in the simplest case, let's just take a triangular-shaped lot. And you're building a house on a piece of property that's a funky shape. And to meet all the setback requirements and build a house, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You own the lot. It is, quote unquote, what they call a buildable lot of record. It's existed for some period of time. It may be even large enough. Maybe it even meets the size requirements. But because of the shape of it, it's impossible to meet your setbacks. That is the sort of the quintessential variance case. And I hate to boil it down to that, but that's really what this is about. And you're right. I mean, the burden is hard. It's a hard threshold, not just for this case, but for all the cases that we have. I think that this is always, we always flirt with this issue. It's routinely challenging, I think, to meet the pure intent of a hardship.
And just so you guys know, because I don't know if you've all been on the commission, but I struggle with with that requirement at all. But Lee assures me that it exists everywhere. That I struggle with it because everything about this request to me makes sense.
Yes.
But really, we can't even hear the request. Because if we don't identify a hardship, we can't, right? Am I saying that correctly?
Well, you can always really hear. I can't prevent somebody the right to make this case to you. But it's true that what Greta is basically right now is a defendant in a court, and you are the judges. And you were meant to hear the testimony here and decide whether or not she meets the letter of the law. And so I agree with you. I think it was probably clear from my staff report that I felt like this was a fairly benign request. I mean, you can argue that if I'm going to backdoor my way into the hardship argument, I might say, well, the intent of the code was to prevent these structures from being out on the main part of the lake and obscuring people's enjoyment of the shoreline. But if it's tucked back in, this is an unusual feature of the property. It has this unusual shape that sort of in the reverse, it allows for something
right
that maybe was not what we were trying to prevent in the original code. Mm. Again, that's me taking it, stretching it, but
I think that's exactly what I was trying to say.
And you can make that argument. I think you can make the argument that the intent of the code was this thing. We don't think that it was intended to prevent something like this. It's very unusual for somebody to have their own little cove, right? It's her own cove, completely within the confines of her property. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to make the case. I can't. It's
right.
Not. I should
right.
not. Right. But I'm just telling you that's another way of looking at this sort of from the other side.
So what we could say is that because you only have 50 square foot left to do, you could put a deck there and that would be fine. But the hardship is that she already has existing posts there, and it makes much more sense to use the existing posts and put in 150 square foot.
So what I think I heard you just say is that sometimes when things just make so much sense, it's okay?
Well, I think what you have to look at is what was the intent of the code? If the intent of the code is to limit the sort of visual obstruction along the shoreline of the lake, the shoreline of the lake that you see as you're traveling the lake, and you guys may know this better than I do. I'm never on this lake. I suspect that that was meant for the shoreline that's sort of the main part of the lake. I mean, where you're navigating. You're not navigating back into this teeny tiny cove. I mean, I don't know. It's flat. It's not a boathouse. It's not going to obscure. So it's just a question of intent. This 875 square foot limit is challenging even from an administration standpoint because it includes the boat slip. And we talked about this last time with Barry. What if the boat slip is on the outside of the dock? We've never called that a boat slip, but that's how Barry was using it, is using it.
A lot of people use it.
So that hasn't even been counting against him in his 875. So I'm just telling you, yeah, this is tricky stuff, you know, and it's uncommon because we're talking about a lake and not everybody has one, and we have some fun regulations related to ours. So,
well, you guys, I've often thought about the fact that having a hard number doesn't even always make sense. It's almost like it should be a percentage of your shoreline. If you have 600 yeah. feet of shoreline, why are you limited to, you know, this? And the next person has 50 feet of shoreline mm-hmm. and they get the same size boathouse. So when we talk about impeding the view of the shore and everything, that having a fixed number doesn't even really make 875 square feet on it because you have a lot of shoreline there. This little mm-hmm. dock is pretty far away from your big dock, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it doesn't appear to obstruct the view of other property.
No, I mean, it's a flat deck.
Or the navigation, right? It's not in the. Right. It's not really in the main
right.
part of the lake. And so, again, I am not here to make a case because
it's just tucked back. You're helping us think, I appreciate it.
It's just tucked back into the little cove. And
yeah,
I just think it'll be, you know, aesthetically much more pleasing, you know, as people do go by and, you know.
I mean, the other thing that I think we've talked about, and I know you all struggle with the concept of precedent here, and I appreciate that you do, but I tell people all the time, every variance case is unique. It yes. is not establishing a precedent. Each of them is decided on the merits of that case, and there are no two situations with the exact same set of circumstances.
That is very true. Okay, more comments and questions, anybody?
None from me.
I'm fine.
Anything else, Dave?
None from me.
Okay.
Okay, I move that we approve this request.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. It's unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greta.
Good luck.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Greta, I'll be in touch with you. You'll still need to get the permit, the building permit part. So yep. I'll send you a letter
okay.
of the variance approval, and then you'll go from there.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Just confirm with the builder that he doesn't exceed that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because I agree that those posts, if you build it out on those posts, I think it's going to be bigger than what the application is for.
So it kind of looks like it from here, but it's hard to tell because there's no scale.
It is hard, but
I mean,
looks
what
bigger.
We approved was this 150.
Well, yeah. and back to what
distort like that.
Back to what Dave was talking about. You know, we've had other situations where things were approved, they were built out of whack with what was approved. Our marshals noted that. And they were able to make it right. So one of the conditions of approval always is that you build according to the plan.
Absolutely.
And it's not the one, the sketch on her letter of intent isn't the plan. The plan is the plan on the plan.
Okay.
And that is a requirement.
Right.
So if you take liberties with that, then you'll be back here. No, and you don't want to
meet. I think y'all are all very nice, but I don't want to meet you again when I'm in trouble.
Thank you, Greta.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So how do you think the lake level goes on this? Does it cover all of this brown stuff or red?
I would think that's kind of an old picture. I would think it's all the way up there.
Mm-hmm.
The lake's going to cover all this soil there at the base of the seawall? It's probably already there then.
It's almost all the way. Yeah. Okay. With this rain, it's getting very close. Really well dressed at all times because apparently I've got the best fishing area on the lake. So,
yeah, don't go out in your back
room.
Just kidding.
No, I can't get my back room. Yeah, because it, you know, and I can go out there and, you know, because when I'm planting my flowers and things like that, and I can see all the little fish. And, you know, so the heron
mm-hmm.
comes there and hangs out. So, it's a pretty apparent fertile area for the fish.
Awesome.
And the heron.
But thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're dismissed. Okay. You can go ahead. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
All right. There's no citizens for comments. There's nothing listed on the discussion session. Is there anything? We didn't amend the agenda. Is there anything you guys want to discuss anyway? All right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.